Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Are you buying the necessary stock to make sure that you make your home a lot more comfortable, extend and add to the building projects that you have? And also, what is influencing the decision you take in terms of the payments for these? This I ask on the back of Cashbuild's results. The business did publish its earnings today, and it gave us a better perspective on not only the sustainability in the number of stores that they've been able to open, but also seeing a shift in terms of our spending habits as South African customers, a higher proportion now of retail shoppers versus the bucky builders. So we'll talk about that and get more insight as the headline earnings per share of the business increased by 10% and operating profit up by 28%. Overall, key metrics all in positive territory, which show that the business has been incredibly defensive in the last financial year. Shane Torreson joins us as the Chief Operating Officer at Cashbuild to unpack the numbers tonight. Shane, such a pleasure to have you with us. I know we've kept you waiting for too long talking about ports and shipping, but I know that that also plays an element in your business as well and its operations. But nonetheless, thank you so much for making time for us tonight on what's been a busy day for you and the team.
Rugalete, thanks very much. Thanks to you and your listeners for giving me the time on your show. I must say, listening to you, Anita, for 15 minutes, I have a very simple business. I'm glad all I do is sell cement because her business sounds very, very complex.
It definitely is very complex. But your business also speaks directly to the trends that you see from us as South African consumers, right? Whether it's the boom we witnessed coming out of the pandemic where many of us decided, hold on, I need to refurbish my home, and that resulted in a spike, to where we are now, where we're seeing that we are more retail consumers entering your stores versus the bucky buyers and builders. Help us understand, you know, the difference between the two. And if my explanation around the light bulbs versus the bricks and cement is a clear indication of that dynamic.
So, Gugulato, I think it's indicative of a tough market. I think our consumers are still under a lot of stress and strain. I think at this stage, priorities still revolve around transportation, getting to work and back, food, that kind of thing. So there's not a lot of spend that's going into necessarily new builds. There might still be some renovations that are happening, but it's certainly at a hell of a lot lower capacity than what we've seen. Certainly post-COVID or the year post-COVID. Mm. So what we are finding is that our bucky builders and our contractors are shopping less and spending less, and our retail customers, we're seeing retail customers coming in, but their spend, their average basket has declined on what we saw in the prior year. Mm. But I think that's indicative of more retail-type customer.
Mm. This, though, has contributed positively to your profits as well as your growth. And I find it so intriguing because it is a tough consumer environment. Yes, interest rates have slowly been coming down, but I'm quite keen to understand, you know, what is it within your pricing strategy, the defense mechanism, that makes you relatable to the consumer to keep them coming to your doors?
Yeah, look, I think in terms of our footfall, we've seen an increase of nearly 6% in terms of our transaction. And I think that's also indicative of the fact that we've grown market share. I think we've worked really hard at a number of initiatives. And they're starting to bear fruit for us. I mean, our slogan is, quality building material at lowest prices. And one of the initiatives that we embarked upon nearly a year ago was we took a strategic decision and we said nobody in the industry will sell cement cheaper than Cashbuild. Mm. So if you're looking for the cheapest cement, you come to Cashbuild. And I think that's obviously filtered through to some other products in the business. And I think that's driving the increased market share and footfall into our business.
This might be an unfair question, but how do you manage those margins and the pricing and competitor analysis with your peers to keep you at that number one spot of the cheapest cement in the country?
Look, we just need to make sure that we're fighting for our customers when we negotiate with suppliers. Yeah. But it also has a negative impact on the margin, and one needs to manage that accordingly as well. And we've seen that our margins have been under pressure for a fair amount of time, and we see that going forward into the future as well. In order to give the customers the prices that they require, we need to make sure that our margins are managed properly.
Speaking of managing your margins, what you've also done incredibly well over the last year is the opening of several new stores, the closure of a few others, and even the restructuring of some of your other stores. And I find this quite peculiar because it means that you are adapting your space and retail offering to meet the actual needs of your consumers, while also, as you've mentioned, still maintaining your margins. Help us contextualize that, you know, the process that you go through in evaluating these particular stores, their locations, and prioritizing footfall, as you say.
So one of the challenges that we've had over the last couple of years is that we haven't been growing our footprint as rapidly as we would have liked to have done. We opened 8 new stores last year, and we're planning to open another 8 this year. But it doesn't help when you're also closing down 11 stores. And we closed down some of the P&L hardware stores, the non-performing assets. And there are a couple that still need to be closed when those leases are up as well. But, you know, we're constantly on the lookout for a new opportunities. We've started a new model, which is an alternative model, which is a smaller type of cash pooled store, and that's allowed us to get into markets and also into premises that perhaps potentially in the past we've walked away from. So that's standing us in good stead in terms of opening more stores. And then we've also embarked on launching two new, let's call them brands for now. It's very early days at this stage, and we only have 2 of each of them. But we've got we are converting some of our larger cash pooled stores into what we're calling cash pooled extras, which is really just giving the customer an additional offering in terms of an existed extended range and also a new range of product. And then we've also opened 2 what we are calling cabbie fits. And cabbie fits are cut, edge, and drill workshops, also offering associated products to carpenters. So it's taken off. It's early days, but we're hoping that we can certainly roll out a few more of those. We have approved a couple already.
Yeah, this gets me excited because, as you say, you mentioned the theme of carpenters, and we in South Africa are well aware that entrepreneurship, many of our listeners as well, have a strong passion for entrepreneurship and typically, you know, rely on businesses like yours to be suppliers to the growth and the work that they do. I'm quite keen to understand, you know, have there been any initiatives that Cashbuild has implemented to partner, prioritize and invest in entrepreneurship development, primarily also given the focus that you are in townships and rural areas in our country? Has that been an area of growth, of investment and partnership for you?
So, Gugulator, I mean, not something that we've done recently, but in the recent years, what we've done is we've run a number of small builders workshops where we get bucky builders and small contractors together. We get the likes of the NHBRC to come and do presentations to them, local council to come and help them in terms of managing their business and giving them advice. And then obviously what we do from our side is we offer them what we call a VIC opportunity. So it's a very important customer where they get point of sale discounts at the point of sale. And then they also offered rebates on their purchases every 6 months. So that's our way of giving back to not only the communities, but more specifically the small builders and the bucky builders.
And I think very important, especially given the environment that we're in at the moment. To come back to, I guess, the outlook and the positioning of the business looking forward, we do find ourselves with several macroeconomic concerns that we're mindful of, some shifts in interest rates as well as inflation. And as you've mentioned in your outlook statement, you're cautiously optimistic, according to your colleague, Werner de Jager, on the outlook of the business. Help us contextualize what that means, what it looks like, and if that also means that you not completely shut off to opportunities for potential acquisitions or deals that you could participate in going forward.
So look, we as a team, we kind of glass half full kind of people. So yes, we're optimistic, but cautiously so. And certainly in terms of acquisitions, we're always open. As you know, we've embarked on a small acquisition at the moment. It is still in process with the Competitions Commission. So, and we're hoping that should that come to fruition, that there would certainly be opportunities to expand on that that business that we're looking to acquire. And there might well be other opportunities. There's not anything that we're working on at this stage, but we're certainly open to exploring anything.
Got you. Next time we walk into your stores looking for a light bulb, masking tape, and maybe even just filing a paper. I'll keep this in mind as I reflect on the journey that you're on, and also make a call for more Bucky builders to make their way to your stores. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
For your time, Shane. Such a pleasure getting
insights from
you.
Thanks, Gugulator. Appreciate it. Have a good evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Shane Torreson is the Chief Operating Officer at Cashbolt, helping us unpack the numbers.
Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.